It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
Made it to Friday.
Woohoo!
Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio, fourth day this week. Tony Burke joins me in studio. What are we going to change the name of the show to, Scooter?
I like Dog and Pony Show.
The Dog and Pony Show?
Yeah.
Starring John and Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they moved the show to over here on Taylorsville Road, it made a big
difference.
Made
it a lot easier for both of us, really.
Yeah. Not for Scoot, but
crossing that Second Street Bridge was, it got old. Scoots, how's it coming your way?
It's good.
Do you take 64, I guess?
I take 65.
So you pay the toll?
I pay the toll.
Have you put that to management that maybe they should help you out with that?
No, but that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a real good
idea.
I've got a pretty hefty toll bill as we speak.
Yes, you do. And Scooter, he didn't eat breakfast today.
Mm-mm.
And the E.J. Clark show was on from 9 to 11 today, Fridays all the way till Derby. That's a shameless plug there, 9 to 11 every Friday up through Derby. E.J. Clark had Lane Gold on today, but Scoots did not get over to Thornton's to get his breakfast sandwich.
I would have brought you something, Scoot, if you'd have told me.
He's hungry. I was going
to
reach out to one of you all, but I didn't want to be that guy.
Well, don't reach out to me. I never would have stopped for you. I haven't seen one crispy waffle yet.
You could have bought yourself one.
That is the sound of the grill. Feel the chill. Thornton's 32-ounce vitamin water. Did I say it right that time?
Yes, sir.
That Tony Burke has. And you can also go to Thornton's to get one of those. 32-ounce or smaller. It doesn't have to be vitamin water. It can be a delicious fizz freeze or a fountain drink of any kind. 89 cents at all participating, at all area Thornton locations. Just 89 cents. It will refresh your day.
I would have got you Cheez-Its for a buck there.
Cheez-Its for a dollar.
If I'd have known.
Cheez-Its sound fantastic.
The Cheez-It Bowl. Who was in the Cheez-It Bowl last year? It is Friday, April 5th. We are 4 weeks and 1 day away from Kentucky Derby 150, Tony. I guess we should start talking about it a little bit. What do you think?
50.
We got the Bluegrass tomorrow. Keeneland opens today.
Yes.
Bluegrass Stakes tomorrow. Wood Memorial tomorrow. And there's a third one you said, and we're not sure. I'm not sure what it is.
I can give you a Derby winner if you just want to skip the Derby talk.
Well, let me write it down. Go ahead.
Catching Freedom. That's going to be your Derby winner.
The hot name right now is Catching Freedom after his performance. But, 4 weeks and 1 day is a long time.
Bluegrass got three contenders in it tomorrow, which our Derby, Bluegrass is going to be a really good race tomorrow.
You said it before we went on. We got to get Big Al the Fish on this radio program.
Got to.
He's shy. And he's in witness protection. That doesn't help.
Well, he's retired.
He doesn't want anybody tracking him.
Get out.
Him
and
too,
I get
huh?
that. He doesn't have to come here. We just need to get him on the phone to give us some winners, right?
Yep.
He's good at it. I promise you, he's handicapping today for tomorrow's races.
Yep.
And he's good at it. And a lot of people listen to Big Al the Fish when he talks about horse racing. Now, nobody wins all the time. If they did, they wouldn't have to work for a living. But Big Al the Fish, he's got his finger on the pulse. And so does Joey One Ear.
Yep. If you don't know who Big Al the Fish is, you see me Sunday at Keeneland.
You'll see Big Al the Fish.
Yeah.
You're going to Keeneland this weekend, Tony?
Humble brag from Tony.
Man, big weekend.
Yeah, we're going to be in one of those suites that nobody else can get to. Where they give you your drinks for free because, somebody in the suite bets a whole lot of money. We're not going to say who, but it's not Tony Burke. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm going to the lake tomorrow to work. So that's kind of my reward.
He's going to the lake to work. If it was 70 degrees, I would call BS on you there, but it's not going to be 70. So you probably are doing a lot of work. You got to put the boat in? What do you got to do?
No, got to do leaves. You talking about work. You've been there. You've seen
trees.
Them.
Yeah, nightmare.
Yeah, nightmare.
I do not envy that. You need a day at Keeneland on Sunday after that. The M&M Cartage Hotline is open, 384-1450. Call the show at any time. We'll be glad. Scooter will be glad to put you through, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, whether it's Eddie Murphy movies, what you have to do at the lake, Keeneland winners tomorrow, whatever you want to talk about. 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25% off, 25 cents off per gallon. Hard for me to read that. Plus, great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. Bats beat Gwinnett last night 5-4.
Nice.
I was waiting for a woohoo, but that's all right.
They get it.
Three more on the Big X this weekend. 7:05 tonight, 6:05 tomorrow, 1:05 on Sunday. Those are the first pitch times. Nick Kern will be on the air from Gwinnett 30 minutes before first pitch.
Me, you, and Scoot need to go out to a game. Not at Gwinnett, but
no.
When they're in town.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I don't want to pass. Let's just go and sit in the stands and have a few ice cold beverages and
yell at the other team.
Can we do the 999 challenge?
Do you know what that is, Tony?
No.
Nine hot dogs, nine beers, nine innings.
Maybe combined. Each guy has three hot dogs. Each guy has three beers. And what's the other thing? What did he say? Beer, hot dog, and what?
What was the third one, Scoot?
He's on the phone.
Innings.
Innings.
Oh, and innings.
I'm going to stay more than three innings.
Nine hot dogs, nine beers, nine innings. But we could do.
You can bet every batter.
We could do three hot dogs, three beers, and three innings.
We like to
That'd be fun.
We like to bet every batter.
You rotate and you pick hit, out,
strikeout,
and if you win, everybody pays you.
Hit. If you win, you get paid. If you lose, you don't lose any money, but if you win, you get paid.
You call hit. If he doubles, you get $2 from everybody. Hits a home run, you get $4 from everybody.
I think we did that before, right?
Oh, we do it every time we go.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
So, Bats tonight, they're 4-2. Good start for the Louisville Bats so far this year. Farm team. Of your Cincinnati Reds, Scooter.
That's right.
Reds were off yesterday. They will start a home series with the New York Metropolitans tonight.
Bad weekend to be a Metropolitan.
Let's go to the M&M Cartage Hotline early on this Friday. Bring in David. Good morning, or good afternoon, David.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, as always. One thing that I wanted to mention, I know it's the Final Four this weekend is really – going to be interesting as you kind of see the, I guess, lots of stories with it. The North Carolina State run that they've had, you know, very incredible. And, like, the fact that, you know, like the men and women's team, will have the like I said, North Carolina State men and women. And like I said, UConn men and women. It'd be interesting. I don't know if the final game will turn out that way, but.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be something? NC State, Connecticut, and both finals.
You ought to have, you know, UConn and North Carolina State, you know, men and women, in both the final game. I don't know if it'll happen, but that would be quite a story.
I didn't think of that. That would be unbelievable. Now, it would really be unbelievable in the women's because South Carolina and Iowa would have to get beat.
Right, that's true.
UConn's expected to win in the men's semifinal. But
Purdue's a big favorite.
But I wouldn't put it past NC State to win that game.
Never know.
That's true. The way NC State's been playing, I mean, like I said, Purdue better be, you know, they better be ready for, like I said, because just a couple times and you thought maybe NC State was not going to make it, they would find that magic.
David, who are you
pulling
for?
Go back to the ACC tournament. They found the magic.
Who are you pulling for, David?
I'm probably just slightly, probably pulling for, you know, based on what Purdue went through last season. I don't know if they can do it, but
oh, they can do it.
I'm slightly, you know, kind of, you know, rooting for Purdue.
Boom.
But
I can't believe
it's the next thing.
I can't believe Scooter didn't hang up on you as soon as you said the word.
I'm not a Purdue fan. You know, I'm not a Purdue fan, but I'm just thinking what Purdue, you know, experienced last season.
Yeah, and you know
what they're doing right now.
Virginia, you know, did the exact same thing. They lost in the first round to a 16, and then won the following season.
Yeah.
So. That would be I guess, not ironic. Ironic's the wrong word, but that'd be karma-like, just like Virginia. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Have a good one, David.
So it starts tonight now. Women's Final Four on ESPN is tonight. NC State, South Carolina, 7 o'clock. You know the spread here, Scoots? Can you guess?
I'm going to go like 12.5.
Tony?
I'm looking at it, unfortunately.
11.5 on ESPN.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you had to go to ESPN Bet to find the spread on this or one of your other draft
games. I'm on ESPN,
sites. And the other one, second game, UConn and Iowa. Boy, Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark, that should be fun.
There'd be a lot of money bet on those games tonight.
Spread on that game, Scoots.
I would say Iowa 1.5.
2.5.
Okay. I got 3.5. You were close. I got 3.5.
That's a fun game. That's a late night game on a Friday night. But
what time's that start?
All you degenerate bettors can be hitting them tonight. You got something to bet.
You got something. Women's basketball. Why not?
I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of money rolling on that.
Women want Title IX. They got equality. They want it. Then we should be able to bet on their games, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. How about bet on where Haley Van Lith ends up next year? Tony said USC. She wants to play with Juju. Haley and Juju. The Haley and Juju show.
What happened to you got one?
No, not anymore. You can go. You're a free agent every year.
Wasn't that what it at first? It was got one freebie.
Yep. Not anymore. No, they've changed.
You just change every year.
Yep. Why not?
We talked about it this morning. You're a free agent. On Kentucky Roll Call. How funny would it be if she went back to Louisville?
I don't think the door's open for that. I'm not sure.
She's going to be playing in Lexington.
But just to see everybody's. Everybody squirm that has been talking bad
Kenny
about
Brooks.
Her.
Kenny Brooks, new head coach at the Kentucky. Kentucky, by the way, has had 8 women's players get in the portal. Probably because they know Kenny Brooks is going to bring players in there.
It's already brought 2.
That are going to play ahead of them.
Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't that be something. Haley Van Lith at Kentucky.
That would be a story.
Well, when she left Louisville, she wanted to get closer to home. Home is California. I don't know why LSU is closer to home.
What's your favorite color, John?
Technically, it is. Green, baby. Green.
Green and wind. And the wind didn't happen.
Yeah.
And when you watched that game, did you feel like Kim Mulkey was mad at her the whole time?
I felt like she was not having any fun at all.
She'd been under the weather, but when she was in the game, Mulkey just looked like she was. And she didn't play well. That's probably why she looked like that.
Tony, do you yell at your player when they're 2-for-10 and can't guard Caitlin Clark?
I don't yell at them. You know I don't yell at them. I try to encourage.
Thank you for listening again, TJ, this morning. TJ, boy, he must.
You want to know U of L's rotation for the weekend?
No, he says I'd finish 9 beers and 9 dogs before stretching.
Hey, I like it.
I don't know if that's something to be proud of or not. I mean, I could do it, but look at me.
You know what? Did you see the videos?
TJ, whatever you do, don't do what I do.
The TPC out at Scottsdale, they showed people that got there so early and were so drunk. They were showing pictures of people walking and just falling down hills. That's what I picture at 9 beers. Walking, just falling down the steps.
What would be tougher for you all, the 9 hot dogs or 9 beers?
Mine would be hot dogs. Oh,
no way.
Scooter, I'm with you.
I can drink 9 beers without going to the bathroom. That's not a problem at all. 9 beers. I drink 9 beers, drive home. I better not say that.
No, that's
we're not. I'm going to our boy Rilo's Final Four party, so I may have to Uber to that. That might be a bad idea.
Lift it.
All right, Final Four women tonight in Cleveland, by the way. I don't know why Cleveland gets that. Should they have the Final Four for both in the same place?
No. I think they should. Hotels, yeah, everything, yeah. Man.
You're right. Men start tomorrow, 6:09, first game, NC State and Purdue. 11 seed against a 1 seed. The story of this tournament has been NC State, DJ Burns, DJ Horn. Kevin Keats was going to lose his job if he lost any of those first 5 games in the ACC tournament. But they've won 9 straight elimination games. Purdue is an 8.5-point favorite. I've tried really hard to figure out a way that NC State's going to win this game, and I just can't do it.
Mine's got 9.5 now on ESPN.
Yeah, it continues to move.
If Edie gets in foul trouble, that could be the scenario.
Yeah, but Burns can get in foul trouble too, and so can
Edie's.
He won't because he doesn't get called for fouls. But
I firmly believe from watching this tournament and every Purdue game that Zach Edie has been told by Matt Painter, do not foul. Give up a bucket before you foul.
And you should. Unless it's late in the game.
We need you that badly. And by the way, you're looking through those Indiana glasses and thinking that every screen Zach Edey sets is a foul is not a good look for you, Scooter.
I wouldn't say every foul, but at least 50% of the screens he sets are fouls.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's just not true.
It is true. Absolutely.
Why don't they call him?
Top of the key screens.
Why don't they call him?
I don't know, John. I'm not an
NCAA
official.
Because they're not fouls.
They are fouls. He bumps that hip out and gets the guy off track every time. I don't care if it's a bad look for me. That doesn't matter to me at all.
Yeah, I should have known that before.
I have all kinds of bad looks every day, every week on this airwaves.
I have no doubt.
Watch what you say there, Scoot.
I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do, Monday? I'm coming in here and playing the Purdue fight song. No, I'm not here at the Valley View. I'm going to have it on my phone. I'm playing the Purdue fight song.
You better look around before you play it.
Hopefully it's coming off of an L.
I better look around.
Yeah, a lot of Hoosier fans.
Over there, Valley View?
Yeah, a lot more than Purdue fans.
Second game out. Can you see NC State winning this game?
I can't.
I can't do it.
And that means they're going to win.
And, you know, I got a future bet on Purdue, and I want to hedge a little bit here on NC State. Big Al Fish, by the way, told me not to because I think he's in the same boat with us. He doesn't see any chance of this happening. There's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
Jim Valvano and NC State beat Hakeem Olajuwon. There's always a
Villanova.
Chance. Villanova beat Georgetown. There's all Butler was a half court shot that rimmed out away from beating Duke. So there's always a chance, but I don't think there's a chance. Second game, Alabama, UConn. Alabama's a pretty good story here. They went through a stretch in the middle of the season where they struggled, but UConn is. I know Purdue is the team that has the train, right? They got the what do they call that? The Boilermaker train.
Yeah, they got the.
UConn's the team on the train because they are rolling over everybody. The damsels in distress that are tied to the train tracks, they're not getting saved. Yeah. They are crushing everybody in there. I got 11.5 here, Tony.
That's what I got.
Over Alabama. I do think Alabama – I want to think Alabama can keep this close, and I kind of do. But if you looked at a – if this was a horse race and you looked at a past performance chart, mm-hmm. UConn, you would go –
Yeah.
They're gonna win by 20.
Yeah, nobody's gonna push them. And the thing about it is, and I'm like you, I just see Alabama covering that. But what's 11.5? So what are they saying?
They want you to bet Alabama, which means you should bet Purdue. Mm-hmm. Big Al the Fish theory. Boy, he's getting a lot of airtime today.
He is.
All right, we'll take a break.
I hope they're not drinking when we say his name.
Great finish in the NIT last night. We'll talk about that. The coaches keep moving around and around. And I got, here's the question going to break. He started the music already, so I can't ask the question. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.
John Spears.
Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio, along with Tony Burke on this Friday. Scooter Dingus, still angry about everything.
Hangry.
He is hangry.
Very hangry.
M&M Cartage hotline's open, 384-1450 to join in on the conversation. 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. The USL on CBS tomorrow, Scoots. Did you see this?
I did see that. How cool is that?
Louisville City FC and the Indy 11, 4 o'clock, CBS. Mike Watts, Devin Kerr, and Heather Mitz will bring you all the action from Lynn Family Stadium.
Three of my favorites.
Are you excited, Scoots?
Yeah.
I know Tony's not excited.
That leads right into
He'd rather go to the lake and pick up leaves.
That leads right into the Final Four. So, yeah, I mean, that's really cool that they're getting highlighted like that.
Interesting call. USL, this, I'm going to guess, first national, not national broadcast, but first network mm-hmm. national broadcast
Maybe so,
for
yeah.
the USL, I would think. That's awesome. And I'm, full disclosure, still never been to a game down there.
It's unacceptable.
I need to go. Yeah, it's on me completely.
Yeah, me too.
Congratulations in order for Scooter's favorite player, Zach Edey.
Boo!
Just named National AP Player of the Year for the second year in a row.
And that's what can happen, folks, when you're 7'4".
Very
did,
expected.
Did you talk about the Freshman of the Year? We didn't talk about that yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Reed Sheppard.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just want him to come back. Right?
Yeah, watch him play. Yeah.
DJ Wagner, just come back. Justin Edwards, just come back.
Justin Edwards is not coming back.
Yeah, I know. There are a lot of them not coming back.
But he's already stated.
Look,
he's not
I want
coming back.
Did you watch Antonio Reeves last night?
Yes, I did. He couldn't make the money ball.
He couldn't make.
He would if he made the money ball in any shot, he'd have been in the finals. In the Final Four.
Did you watch Jack Gehlke last night?
Did he win?
Finished dead last in the 3-point shooting contest.
Who won it?
Dead last.
Tell Scoot who won it. His boy.
I think I saw this. Who was it though?
Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, Tominaga. That's right.
And
yeah.
He did a look away on the last ball.
Let go of it, turned around, boom, hit it.
It was
Scooter has nightmares about that guy.
Absolutely.
It was incredible. I mean, he was cocky.
But
we'll never hear from him again. I mean, we won't.
You don't think he makes it in the league?
No.
He'll be playing somewhere.
He'll play in the G League, and then he'll play overseas. All right. Seton Hall 79, Indiana State 77. The Sycamores led 77-70, Tony. How did they lose this game? 9-0 run at the end.
Well, they were down that at one point. They were down 9, I believe, or 11.
Yeah.
What a crowd that Indiana State pulled in. A
lot of mullets last night.
Yeah.
A lot of people from French Lick and Terre Haute, Indiana.
All the beer joints in Terre Haute were empty.
Oh, they closed the towns down last night because there was a whole lot of baby blue, and Seton Hall's blue too, to be fair. But you had the New Jersey crowd, and you had, pardon my French, Hicksville, USA coming down. It was
an interesting
array of fans.
10,000 ISU fans and about 1,000 because Dre Davis is from Indianapolis playing for Seton Hall, former Louisville Cardinal.
The country folk were celebrating until that 9-0 run at the end of the game. And give Coach Holloway and Seton Hall credit. Fun to watch last night.
It was real fun to watch.
I mean, that was – over-under was 160, I think we talked about. It went under. But
barely.
You know, Indiana State is a two-pointer from getting it to overtime there where it would have gone over. Just very entertaining.
And they let them play. They talked
they let
about
them
they
play,
let them play.
And they played up tempo, both teams.
It was very entertaining, like you said.
If you're going to watch a game that
doesn't
theoretically means nothing, I mean, let's be honest. I'm sure Seton Hall is going to take that trophy and put it up at the school and be proud of it, and they should. That game means nothing. People always say, who's the 69th best team in the country? That's not exactly true. But for just aesthetically watching a game, had a lot of fun.
And it did make it look like the tournament committee made a mistake not taking Indiana State and Seton Hall.
Yeah.
But that's going to happen.
Two number
every
one
year.
Seeds make it. And that doesn't happen very often in the NIT.
Right.
Because some of them, you know this, Tony, some teams play in the NIT, they don't care. They don't want to be there.
When you're betting the NIT, you're looking at the game that means most to the team.
Who wants to be there and who is
playing, the smaller
playing
schools
out, who's
usually
playing out
be.
The string here? So congratulations to the Seton Hall Pirates. It was fun. And immediately afterward, it appears Josh Schurz, did I say that right?
Schurz.
Josh Schurz will be the new head coach of St. Louis.
Louis.
That did not take long. I have a feeling that was a done deal maybe a couple weeks ago after he spurned Louisville. Eric Musselman to Southern Cal.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Is that official?
It's official. It's an interesting move here by Southern Cal. I have a feeling Arkansas was ready to say goodbye.
There was something.
He had a couple of good years. He'd taken his shirt off and being engaged with the fans. But they struggled the last couple of years. And I think the novelty of Eric Musselman wears off quickly if you're not winning.
And I think they were paying a lot of NIL money, and they felt like they weren't. Getting
get the results,
the results that they should be getting.
The return on investment.
Right? You know, he's going from the SEC to the Big Ten. Some say it just means the most.
Some do say that.
More. Oh, I thought the other.
Actually, one says that. That's the first time I've heard it. So one person says that. That would be you.
Just means the most.
Okay. Who will take Eric Musselman's place at Arkansas? I know the answer because it's a done deal just about.
Oh, stop. Really? Nolan Richardson again.
Jerome Tang, Kansas State to Arkansas. It apparently means more than it does in the Big 12.
That I can confirm.
Jerome Tang to Arkansas. What do you think? Look, in my opinion, upgrade Arkansas. That guy can coach. Scooter's shaking his head, Tony.
I'm not necessarily shaking my head. I'm more so just thinking, like, I don't know how you could see Jerome Tang for two seasons and think upgrade.
He has one good year.
I just don't think we've seen enough of him.
And you didn't like him this year, John. You were not a fan of Kansas State this year.
I saw him in person. Yeah, you're right. They did beat Kansas at home. They had a couple of nice wins at home.
Everybody beat Kansas, though.
Everybody beat Kansas when they were on the road this year, didn't they?
And the one guard for Kansas State the year before, they were in a big Kentucky and made the run. He carried him. I mean, they had good players, too.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah. The comedian.
So they're
writer.
Medea, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Eric Musselman takes Andy Enfield's place at USC. If you forgot, Andy Enfield went to be at SMU, where they got a whole – they told him, we got a whole lot of NIL money in Dallas.
But what has Andy Enfield ever done?
He won it with Dunk City.
That's,
remember them?
That's
Florida
what he,
Gulf
he's
Coast.
He's still living off
I
of that.
I think they got to the Elite Eight, if I'm not mistaken. With that
I think so. I think you're right.
But
at USC,
Dunk City,
when they've had – going to have really good years. They don't have them.
Speaking of USC, Bronny James has declared for the NBA draft. However, he has also put his name in the portal. Scooter and I were talking about this before you got here today. Who drafts Bronny James?
Whoever thinks that LeBron will play 2 years.
Exactly what I said.
Word for word.
Word for word is LeBron calls the Orlando Magic or the Charlotte Hornets. Pick a bad team here, Detroit Pistons, and says, you draft my son, I will get out of my contract with L.A., and I will come there as long as he and I are both on the NBA roster. And I'll play for you as long as he's on the NBA roster for the next 2 years.
Or he works it out that the Lakers will trade for him or take him as a free agent or whatever.
Because Bronny James is not ready to play in the NBA.
No way.
And I would be shocked if he got drafted. Now, his name's in the portal. And, look, I say this all the time. Your coach leaves, everybody on the team should go in the portal. So I don't have a problem with him getting in the portal here with USC losing their coach. Would you want the sideshow, if you're a college coach of a big-time program, would you want the sideshow that is Bronny James coming to your school?
Well, it always gives you that, LeBron. I think most people do, John, because any publicity,
publicity
is good publicity.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's
not every scenario.
Yeah,
not every.
You know,
as Shohei.
Me and John have never been prosecuted.
Speaking of Shohei, did you hear about
convicted? No, never convicted.
Did you hear about the home run?
We're going to talk about it. Okay. That's why I brought it up.
All right,
it's called a segue.
Sorry, I'll let you do your thing.
All right, here's a question.
He's hangry, John.
Here's the question I wanted to ask before I got cut off by the music. Connecticut versus the Detroit Pistons. Detroit is 13-63 this season. I'm not saying in any way Connecticut could beat the Detroit Pistons. What would the spread be? And guess what? I have the number. I didn't write it down because I didn't want y'all cheating. I heard this morning. DraftKings put out a spread. If the Pistons played the UConn Huskies. Because there are people that say from time to time, this college team
they're fools.
Could win an NBA game.
They're
right?
fools.
People say that all the time. They say it in football. The Miami Hurricanes with Michael Irvin and those, they could beat the worst team in the NFL. It's just not true.
No.
It's not true. What do you think DraftKings tells us the spread would be if the Pistons played UConn?
I'm going with my first instinct. I've changed while you were talking, but I'm going back to my first.
All right. You're never going
to
get
Scoot.
It. Go ahead,
Scoot. You can go first.
I kind of wanted to hear yours to see if I wanted to go back to my first instinct. Now, my first instinct was somewhere like 11.5, but
gosh.
I think in all reality, it would probably be closer to 17.5.
I was going to go with 11, but the way you said that, John, it sounds like it's 22 or something.
45.
Stop it.
You can look it up.
45.
Well, you're talking 45. Man.
UConn would be man. Within 40.
The point,
I agree with
the
that.
The point is, these are 11 NBA guys. How many NBA guys does UConn have? And they're not NBA guys yet. They might turn into great NBA players. Newton, Klingon, they might turn into great NBA players. We don't know. Right now,
Caravan
if they play
Spencer.
Today, 45.
Can we set that up
does
and
that
make
not,
it happen?
No, Scoot wants to bet on Connecticut.
Does
that blow
that
your
smoke.
Mind? Because, you know, people talk about the Kentucky team that was undefeated and was 38-1. Indiana with Ken Benson, Scott May, back in that era, could they have beaten somebody? The answer is no.
Maybe if they played 20 games.
It's a fun discussion sometimes, but the final answer is
They have any number one draft choices?
It could never happen.
Do they have anybody who's going to be the number one pick in the draft?
Who, UConn? No.
Cade Cunningham? No.
Fi Slamma Jamma was brought up. Fi Slamma Jamma didn't beat NC State in 83 with Clyde Drexler, Akeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, if they'd have played 10 years later, they'd maybe have different, but not at that time.
Not at that time. And the same goes for UConn. I love the I love the fact that people actually believe that a college team could beat any NBA team. It's just not going to happen. Cade Cunningham would score 50 points. So, anyway,
and
that was fun.
And Klingon would have trouble scoring on whoever they had in there physically banging
on. Absolutely. All right, a couple transfers. We talked about Bronny putting his name in the draft. Brandon Huntley Hatfield has a destination. Did you see this?
BHH.
Going to NC State.
Yeah, a lot of initials.
I thought Kevin Keats would be busy right now, but I guess he's in the portal too. I guess you have to be because he's losing some players. You got to be in the portal.
Well, and Underwood at Illinois went off on that. Why? About, you know, not, you know, people are taking guys out of the portal at the time. He goes, we're still playing.
Well,
you know.
You got to negotiate.
You
got to
work
it.
Both. You got to have your assistant
coaches. You
got to
navigate
coaches,
it.
Yeah.
I said negotiate. You got to navigate it.
And negotiate.
And then you got to negotiate and see what they want. Because the first question now, this maybe not, I heard Tom Izzo say this today. It's not as much with the high school players, but when you get a transfer from the portal, the first thing they want to know is how much am I getting? He goes, and that's a consequence we didn't see coming when we put it in play, but that is reality now. Where am I getting the most money?
Well, they come in too.
What's my package?
Say, University of something offered me $500,000. What are y'all going to offer
me? What's my package?
And that other guy's offered me $750.
And
can you give me a mil?
Izzo said, look, that's why Boeheim and Krzyzewski and Jay Wright and Roy Williams, these guys, all they got out. They didn't want to deal with that. They didn't want to deal with it. He goes, I don't want to deal with it. But if you want to coach, you got to deal with it. Because the first question when you get a guy in the portal is, what's my package? What am I getting?
I didn't donate to the 502.
I did not.
You know.
I did not. To be honest, I haven't donated to any NIL in any school ever, and I don't think I will.
Gave a buck to the guy at the corner down the street.
They don't need my money. They don't need. There's money out there. They don't need my money. So BHH will go play for Kevin Keats, apparently, who's going to keep his job now at NC State. Kobe Johnson, you know that name? Guard at Southern Cal. 10.9 points a game last year. He is transferring to UCLA.
USC to UCLA?
Yes.
Ooh.
That's an interesting move because
he gets to play with Sky Clark.
Remember when Marvin Stone transferred from Kentucky to Louisville? That's sort of the equivalent here, right?
Yeah.
You're going from USC to UCLA. I found that one very, very interesting. All right, Stephon Diggs' contract has been reworked. We'll talk about that. Baseball, TJ, hang on. We're going to talk some baseball after the break as well. And there was a earthquake in New York today, if you didn't hear about it. 4.8. We'll talk about that too. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dingus with you. Final segment of the week.
Woohoo!
That dude wants some food over there.
It's almost lunchtime.
He is going to run out of this studio and head over to Paul's Fruit Market. He might not even get his car. Just take off running across the Thornton's parking lot to Paul's Fruit Market.
Goes out the door here. Boom.
During that break, I was shown the secret stash room, and I had to tell Debbie, thanks for showing me that 2 hours ago while my stomach was eating itself.
When you got in the kitchen,
did you grab a snack?
Did you go over in the kitchen?
No, I didn't grab one. Yeah. No, I can't tell y'all where it's at.
I wish you had. by the way, M&M Cartage Hotline is closed now. We're not taking any more calls today.
That's right.
Have I messed everybody up coming here 4 days?
Well, everybody's going to turn on the radio tomorrow.
And think it's Friday.
Well, Tony was on yesterday. Where's the show? It won't be on, just for the record.
Say hi to everybody down in Destin that's listening.
Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. You can text me at that number, 414-1450. Texter says, I'm always amazed that coaches seem surprised that the first question from players is how much will I make? The whole point of NIL is money.
Well, the coaches make a lot of money, too. They forget about that when they're talking about, you know, those millions they make. pretty good living.
Texter says, I would expect Coach Cal to join Coach K and Roy Williams and these other legends that have retired very soon. Now that every school can pay for players legally, it's a lot tougher to win.
Boom.
Well, and the portals made it so much tougher to win because now you're going and getting experienced players and you know what you're going to get out of them. And if you have a certain offense or a certain defense geared to the way those guys play, it's a perfect fit and it makes you a better team.
Do you see where that kid from Oakland, Townsend, went into the portal? He's good.
If you can't beat him, join him, right, Tony?
He was the guy.
Bring him on in.
He was a player of the year at some level.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He had like 38 in their championship game.
Are you saying bring him on?
Yeah.
They did that with Ray Davis, didn't they, in football?
I like you when you got your Kentucky roll call hat on.
Right? It's a good-looking hat.
It's a good-looking hat, and Scooter, he turns a little, not a lot.
A little shade of blue?
Little shade of blue. Little shade of blue on Scooter when he wears that hat.
It's Kentucky roll call. Not Kentucky. Kentucky roll call.
What do they talk about?
Kentucky.
Yeah.
I got to support my guys.
Yes, you do.
Your face gets red some, so you're okay.
That's
there.
The Hoosier in me.
I know.
Texter says, did Kenyon Gooden red shirt, I said red shift. I think he meant red shirt. Last year, he is from St. Rayfield, played at Collins, related to Chase Carrero, football lacrosse player at St. X. Yes, he did. Redshirt at Bellarmine. And I'll say this, as a guy who watched a lot of shoot-arounds and a lot of practices and a lot of walkthroughs, he's going to be really good.
And they like him, too, you see.
They like him, and I think Kenyon Gooden is going to be really, really good at Bellarmine.
And follow his little brother, who's going to play football at big time down the road.
Same texture says, Tony, Coach Kelsey went from elder freshman coach to Xavier. Any plans?
you know, I've got some stuff working, but I'm okay there.
Behind the scenes? You got to keep it low on the low down right now?
I got to tell you a quick one on that, on Kelsey. My brother-in-law, Steve Beckman, is from Cincinnati. And
Cincinnati,
he went St. X, but his brothers went to Elder, his buddies all. And they're like, hey, this guy's from Elder. And I go, Jimmy Reff told me, 3 years at Roger Bacon, then he transferred to Elder, and they won a state championship, and he was assistant coach. My brother-in-law goes, oh, man, we thought he was from, Jimmy probably tell me, the south, whatever part of town. He didn't know he was from Roger Bacon.
Hey, before I forget, Monday we will be at Valley View, coming to you live from Valley View, broadcasting from Valley View Golf Course in, what city is that in, Scooter?
Floyd's Knobs.
Is that Floyd's Knobs?
Mm-hmm.
My brother lives there, so I should know that. It is the Solar Eclipse Open. They're going to have a lot of activities going on for the Solar Eclipse. The Morning Boys will be there. Will Nick be there?
Nick will be there. TJ's scheduled to have a baby that day, so I don't think he will be
there. It's 7 a.m.? Come on, TJ. Be a man. Right? Nick will be there in the morning with the KRC show from 7 to 9. Matt Dennison will be on site with the Hoosier Report from 11 to 12. And then Scooter and I, and maybe Tony, will be there from 12 to 1. And then I guess we put our glasses on after that and watch the sun disappear, right? So we did. How's that work?
Well, it's not a total because it's going to miss. It's close.
Close to a total eclipse of the sun.
But the line there goes a little north of that. But
it's still going to be dark. Not for as long.
That's why my wife's going to Akron. My wife's going to Akron because that's
once in a lifetime.
It's once in a lifetime. Well,
it's not going to happen again.
Going to Akron's not once in a lifetime, but that solar eclipse in Akron is going to
be a
total eclipse. And so she's going up there with her mom. They're meeting some family members up there that live up there, and they're going to watch the eclipse.
Well,
doesn't sound like a fun vacation to me.
No, and the other thing is, too, it might be cloudy, and that doesn't help. You want a clear day.
I don't know. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. But I will Monday because we'll be broadcasting from Valley View.
It's a big deal, John.
They're going to – we had Jay on the other day. They're going to have the glasses. They're going to have a glow ball event. Mm-hmm. During the actual eclipse.
You forgot the most important thing.
Food and drink.
$2 Blue Moon drafts.
Man, who's hungry? You know what? Blue Moon draft.
Well, they got to eat, Scoot.
Slobbering all over the
microphone.
Don't
even want to think about it, Tony.
But you can still play if you'd like. Tee times are still available, so get a hold of Valley View.
And we're not playing.
Right? I got to watch my grandson. My wife's out of town. It's his last day of spring break.
So why can't he just sit in the golf cart? That's what I don't understand.
You don't know.
He's, yeah.
Because he's five and you don't have children. You have no idea.
It would ruin your round.
Something's going to ruin my round.
Look, it can't hurt my golf game. I will give you that. But it can make it a really, really long
game. When he throws a golf ball at you when you're swinging.
All right, Shohei Ohtani. Now, he's getting a lot of grief. He's being called a liar again. Now, this is not good. We had the whole interpreter thing. He hit his first home run as a Dodger the other night. Fan caught it, female fan. And she is now saying that she was pressured by the Dodgers to give back the ball for next to nothing. All right? She got, I don't know what she got. She got another ball, sign, maybe a bat, whatever it was. Apparently, security separated her and her boyfriend. They put them in separate rooms and would not let them get back together. Wow. This is reported by The Athletic. Now, this is not just hearsay. This is a reporter from The Athletic saying that interviewed them. They are saying they separated them, put them in different rooms, wouldn't let him talk to her. He's saying he would have gotten a lot more for the ball than they got. The Dodgers and Shohei in the post-game press conference said he had talked to them through an interpreter, that he had communicated with the fan. The fans are saying they never saw or talked to Shohei Ohtani.
Must have been Mazuhara.
It was not Mazuhara.
Must have brought him back.
It was the new interpreter. Good try, but it was the new one. So all of a sudden, this doesn't look good, A, on the Dodgers for separating them. But were they in prison? What's going on here?
The Dodgers should give them everything they want. Absolutely. As a PR.
Absolutely. They told her, if you leave with this ball, we will not authenticate it, which means it wouldn't be worth any money. They would not say that's authentically the ball that he hit.
Yeah,
out.
They have to put that hologram.
They have to authenticate it. They were not going to authenticate it. So she basically had to take whatever they offered.
This reminds me of the Mark McGwire
situation.
Isn't
this crazy?
I'd get an attorney.
They are going to get an attorney. That's the next move.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm the Dodgers, I'm going to make this right.
Yes.
I'm going to call them. I'm going to meet with them. Hey, let's take care of this. Shohei, you're coming with us. We're going to meet with this family, with these people. And what do you want? Do you want season tickets for this year? We'll give you season tickets. You want a next World Series the Dodgers are in? We'll give you a ticket to game one. Two tickets to game one. Do you want season tickets for as long as Shohei's a Dodger?
Do you want a uniform signed by Shohei?
By the way,
bat.
They are big-time Dodger fans that don't have season tickets, don't get to go to a lot of games. We know how expensive a baseball game can be for a family. But they were there. She got the ball. Congratulations to her, by the way, for fighting off a whole lot of people to get that ball. And now the Dodgers got to make this right.
Yep.
Did I say anything you disagree with, Scooter?
Mm-mm. Nope.
First time ever.
Maybe.
But Shohei looks bad. And look, maybe it's lost in translation. Maybe Shohei said, I've communicated with somebody with the Dodgers, this family. Maybe he didn't mean I talked to these people. But he's looking like the bad guy here for the second time in a couple of months here. Because there are people out there who still believe that he's the guy that made all those bets. Why would an illegal bookie take bets from a guy who doesn't have the money to pay of the amounts that he took?
What would you all want in that situation?
Season tickets.
If I
lived in L.A., I'd want season tickets.
Yeah, that would be the first thing. I would want some gear signed by him.
Gear would be great, but to me...
No, you should get both.
Yeah, give me season tickets, and I'll go to the Dodger game. I'd love a Shohei jersey, signed Shohei jersey.
See, I'm going guns.
And I'm gonna frame it, and it's going to be in my mail.
You're asking for money, Scoot?
And I'm going in guns blazing. Not money necessarily, but I'm going to tell them I want 1% of all sales for three home series throughout the season.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
So nine games.
So don't tell
1%.
Me you're not asking
you're
for money.
You're asking for money.
Because that's a lot of money.
1% of total sales. That's it.
1% of a million is $10,000.
Yeah. I would want no less than $5 million.
And I better
no less.
I better get a picture taken with Shohei handing him the ball.
You that Sand. To me that's crazy.
Yeah, they're not gonna give
you're crazy, Frank. I understand for more than you're actually going to get. I get that.
I mean, I brought up the whole Mark McGwire situation earlier because that's what this reminds me of. But, like, that guy was – what did he get? He was offered, like, $2.5-3 million. That was, what, 25 years ago? Inflation.
I know the home run that he barely got over the wall, the kid just caught one of the guys, kid out in the bullpen, brought it in, gave it to him. This is a worker at the stadium. Brought it in, just gave it to him.
Yeah, well, you could have kept the ball.
I can't remember what number homer was.
Another thing the Dodgers said that I don't understand. That ball's his property. It belongs to him. You got to give it back to him.
No.
That's not true.
No, it's not true.
That's not true. If they hit a foul ball, that's my ball. If I catch it, it's my ball. I've got a ball from Fenway Park that I caught. That's my ball. Don't come and say that's his ball. Once he hits it out of the park, fair or foul, it's whoever gets it. Right? So the Dodgers are being a little petty here.
You know what?
They got to make this right.
Maybe because it was his first home run, but when these guys were hitting those home runs like McGwire and, you know, and all that, those balls were already had the hologram on them. That's the one thing, John.
Yeah.
When they were hitting those home runs and doing that stuff, when that ball came to them, they didn't have to authenticate it. It was already authenticated.
That's a great point.
So, you already have.
This one's not, though. This one's not.
Yeah, because it was just a normal game.
A texter says, John, sounds like your wife's looking for any reason to get out of town.
Yeah. Why not?
Eclipse, honey. Yeah, I'm out of town. I'm gone. She went to India. She went to New York. She's going to Akron. She's going to Minnesota.
I think it's awesome.
She's going to Destin, but apparently I think she's taking me with her to Destin. Oh, my God. Mets won last night after Gary Cohen, the announcer, said, we've hit rock bottom. It was game six of the season. The Mets did not get a hit in the first six innings of game one yesterday. They lost.
13,
and they didn't get a hit in the first seven innings of game two, which they did, by the way, come back and win 2-1.
13 innings they didn't have a hit.
The Marlins are now 0-8. They're the last winless team. There are no more undefeated teams.
But their pitching staff is all
decimated.
It's unbelievable. I saw that yesterday.
0-8 to 0-8, Tony.
You got
what do you tell me all the time? They don't take pictures.
I agree, but they got their best pitchers are all on injured reserve. Four of them. Do you see that, Scoot?
Oh, yeah.
And their top guys, heck, they're having Tommy John. Two of them are having Tommy John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stephon Diggs, by the way, made a deal with the Texans. He will be a free agent after the upcoming season. He's making more money, and he's going to be a free agent, so he's going to play hard. Thanks for listening. We'll see you at Valley View on Monday. Come on out and have a blue moon. I'll drink one with you. Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.